as they are in the reality, transitory. Not looking at them in their nature, they were just transitory, and looking at them that they do not, that it lasts long time and permanent, even apprehend, believe that way. Then the effort, the result is only suffering. The concept of permanence, because the basis to arise, discriminating mind, attachment, anger, all these disturbing negative emotional thoughts. So that makes the immediate disturbing one's own mental continuum, instead of bringing peace, giving peace to one's own mental continuum, it only causes a disturbance to one's own mental continuum. And also it makes to oneself to engage in negative karma and leave a negative imprint back on the mental continuum. And that creates samsara. These attachment, anger, ignorance, and then motivating karma that creates samsara, produces samsara, future samsara. Like this, result is only suffering. Without meditating impermanent death, not looking at these phenomena as impermanent nature, as they are impermanent nature. The result of this wrong concept leads to oneself only in suffering, endless suffering of samsara. Die and reborn, continuously. And experience suffering of samsara. Now, think. All these causative, not only these causative phenomena, the uncausative phenomena, productive of the uncausative phenomena, the permanent phenomena, all these phenomena, all the existence that comes into division, two types of phenomena, the impermanent and permanent phenomena. So all these phenomena, including I, action, object, all. What they are is what's merely labeled by the mind. So we analyze, we meditate this way. This is not a good example to maintain an emptiness. So there's a ear. So when we think of ear, you see, when we think of ear, see, in our mind, how it appears is a real ear, you know, real ear. Not this ear. Not this one. Not this ear. Why ear? Not this ear. Not ear. Why ear? Ear. Ear. Not ear, but later you can mention it also on the ear too. But so, anyway, since anyway, by the way, since we're meditating on the emptiness here, impermanence, the next one, emptiness. So, to say, very powerful means to, you know, to say, to cut the delusions. The cause of the the cause of the suffering, the true suffering, the true cause of the suffering, by seeing that the true suffering ceased. So when we think of ear, you see, how does it appear? The ear is something inherently exists in the ear. You see. Real ear, in other words, real ear appearing from there. Real ear, if you put it in the say simple explanation that the according to how it appears to our mind, and the way we apprehend the ear, the way we think of the ear, is a real ear, real, not merely labeled by the mind. The meaning of real, you see, for us, see, for us, when we use the word real in our daily life, it means actually, we should know, you see, actually you're talking, actually people, or yourself is talking, and the, you see, for the false, the real I, when you talk about, you see, when you say me, I'm really there, or I'm really here, or I'm something, you see, I really did it, or something, you know. Whenever we use this word, actually, if one can understand, and if one can relate to teachings on emptiness, if you can relate to the teachings, emptiness, that time we're talking about, you see, the false I, for whatever object when we think real, we're not talking about it exists. We're talking about what doesn't exist. We're believing it exists. You see, what doesn't exist, you know, what doesn't exist, you see, what appears doesn't exist. The way the eye, the way the phenomena appear to us, you know, to our, you see, hallucinant mind. You see, not merely labeled by mind, you see, that as long as it appears to you that way, not merely labeled by mind, they don't exist. You see, they're totally empty there. They're totally empty right there. From where it is appearing, it is totally empty there. So usually I say, introducing this, this is my mudra, you know, to say, to express the, the object to be reputed, or the, you see, the false object, you see, object that is false. So, you see, so, so that which appears, see, that which appears from its own side, so it doesn't exist. It doesn't exist from its own side. Like this mandala, you see, like this mandala here, something real, really real, that gold in this. This stone, so whatever, something, this,
bright blue, bright red. See, this blue, see, blue from its own side. Everything from its own side, you know. The clouds from its own side. Appearing from, existing from its own side. This one existing from its own side. These flowers, all this, you know, yellow, all this existing from inside. All this existing from inside. Hmm? And this one existing from inside. the
sound, when you hear the sound, you don't hear the sound. You're hearing, when you hear the sound, you don't hear middle-level sound. You hear sound, not middle-level by mind, you see? When you hear the sound back, not middle-level mind. So that's false sound. It's totally that sound is totally empty there. You see, even though it's a middle-level sound, but you don't hear that way. You see, because you see, definition of the sound, object, which the sense of the ear, what the sense of the ear hears. See, what the sense of ear, you know, listens, the object, what the sense of ear listens or hears. So that's the definition of sound that was explained, the very first debating subject, you see, the Dutta, you know, the very beginning part, you see. So that definition, object that your sense of ear hears or listens to, hears what it hears. So that is the base. That is the base. You see. So I mentioned the other day. You see, I mentioned the other day that I think probably the clearest example is the one that I gave one day. The letter A. You know. Remember, first you see the design. You see the design like this, and then afterwards, when you are introduced, that is A, and you believe, and you follow that person's explanation. You believe, and then your mind level A. You see, and believe in that, and then there's appearance. That this is A. Then you see that this is A. So you see. You don't see A, that is F. At the very beginning, you don't see that this is A. You see, you know, when you see this design, you don't see that this A at the same time. You don't see A before the design. Before seeing this design, you don't see A. You don't see A together. You don't see at the same time. You don't see this is the A, that this A at the same time seeing this. You don't. If you're going to say, well, I think I might have mentioned before but anyway, it's useful to bring it up again. Very important logic, very important analysis to realize emptiness. So if you think you're seeing this design at the same time you are seeing the A, and you see. Well, first, you know that from the evolution that I explained, you don't see A, that this is A at the same time when you see the design. Together doesn't happen, you know. Seeing this base, you know, this is design, which is the base, and seeing A, that this A doesn't come together, doesn't happen together. you can understand from the experience, you know, when you are in the kindergarten or child time, you see, when you don't know, when you're not taught yet that this is A, that time you see only this design, but you don't have, you don't have this appearance, you don't have the appearance that this is A, and you don't see that this is A. This appearance, having the appearance that this A only comes after. Only comes after somebody introduced to you, taught you, and you believe in that, and your own mind also labeled it as A and believe in that. Only after that, then the appearing this A, seeing that this A comes. So from the experience, you see, from the experience, you see, when you learn alphabet from the experience, you know that you can see very clearly. You see, have to see the base first, and then then you see, and that makes you to your mind to label A, and then appear as A, then C as A. You see, so from the experience, if you see, from the experience is like that, and that is how we see everything in daily life. Not only just this A, you know, not only the alphabet, but this is how we see everything. This is the evolution. This is the evolution. You see, to see, you know, anything that you know, so all these phenomena that we see here, the statues and pillars, you see, everything, lights. So all these phenomena, every single thing what we see here, you see, the procedure is like that. Everything's like that. The procedure, you see. So here, everything, you see, light, for example, the phenomena which dispels, that function dispels darkness. So you see that first. That's the base. You see that first. Then by seeing that, by seeing that thing that which dispels darkness, you know, by seeing that, then your mind make up your mind, that causes your mind to make up a particular label, light, name the label, you see, particular label, light. You see, mind make up the, see, by seeing that particular phenomena, which is function dispelling darkness, and then, you see, that makes, it causes our mind to make up the label light. That, see, what is light? What is light? That's all. That's it. Merely imputed, you see. Because base does function of dispelling darkness, so light, so you see, relating to that, you're relating to that, you know. You see, relating to that, so then, due to existence of that base, you see, you made a label light. And then same, you see, what function that base does, then also you label to the light, you know, light dispels darkness. Labeled, like we see, whatever the mind does, whatever the function mind does, you see, we our mind make up the label. I'm thinking, you know, I'm thinking. Oh, when the mind is unhappy, even though mind is not I, but we see when the mind is unhappy, we label our mind make up the label. I'm unhappy. When the mind is happy, then our mind make up the label. Make up the label, you see, I'm happy. so like that, same thing with the body, even the body is not I, you see, depending on what function the body does, the activity what the body does, not continuously, our mind make up the label, I'm doing this and that, you see. So like that, same. Also, yesterday was Gisela mentioned, you see. So same thing, even though collection was two, even though that's not I, but you see, but because that's the base which can receive the label I, valid base. Because the base is there, then mind the matter of the label is impute I. So like that, then whatever activity the aggregate does, the base does, then you see, we make up the label, you know, I'm doing this and that, you see, like that. So you can see here very clearly how it is merely imputed. By the mind, it is not non-existent, but it is not non-existent, but it exists. But it exists in my name. You see, merely imputed by the mind. So same thing here, light. So like that, you see. So in reality, I think maybe I just go back. Better go back to. I want to say to clarify once more the why you don't. So why you don't see together? You know, when you see the base, you know, this design. You see, this design like this. When you see that, why you don't see the A at the same time? You know, appearing. Why you don't have the say? Why you don't see the A at the same time? So that is. So, one thing is one I mentioned about the experience, how the gradual comes seeing the A. You see, the other thing is that. So if when you see this base, you see this design. If you're seeing the A at the same time, then you see to be able to you can understand from the evolution that I explained before. So to be able to see that this is A, you see it has to there has to be appearance that this is A. You see, then for that one has to have the appearance that this A, one's mind has to label A first. So now here the question. Seeing the base of A and you see the A, seeing this base, you see this design and the A, you see, at the same time. Then the question comes that then you see, then the appearance, you see, to go into details, then you see, then the appearance of A happens. If you think the appearance also at the same time, see, appearance, seeing, you know, labeling, all it, it happens at the same time. You see this base, you see. This design. Then, however, in that case, so the question that the big question is here. So this one, you know, you don't by seeing this design, you know, like this, you don't label A. By seeing the design like this, you don't label A. You see. By seeing, you know, like this design, I see that the base of the end, you see, base to be labeled end, you see, like this. So by seeing that, it doesn't cause you to say label A. So, in order for your mind to be able to. For your mind to choose this particular label A, you have to see something first. You have to see something first, a design which causes your mind to choose this particular label A. You see? Which caused the mind to decide this particular label A. The preliminary is you have to see something before. So, you see, this design, you know, like this, or this design like this, you know. So without any of those designs, which can receive the label A, which can be imputed label as A. See? So without without seeing these designs, these particular designs, either this way or this way, however, so any other design than that, you see. Doesn't cause your mind to choose the particular level air. So, so I have to see either this one or this one, however, this particular design that which causes the mind to choose the particular label, have to see something, a particular design that which causes the mind, say, to give this particular label a. So, therefore, this is the evolution. You see. Before you see the label, you have to see the base first. That's preliminary. First base comes in existence, then the label comes in existence. By imputing. So therefore, seeing the air comes after, you know, seeing the base. So now this also, you see, one can meditate on emptiness like this. After your mind imputed the eye, the reality is by seeing that your mind merely imputed air, you see. That's it. You see now here. After the imputation, you see, after your mind imputed the eye, you see, after that, when the air appears back to you, it doesn't appear back to you merely imputed by the mind. It appears to you, the air is there. You see, air is there on this design, you see. You see the air, you know, on that design. You don't see the air merely imputed by your mind when it appears back to you. You see the air there. You see, I'm not talking about blackboard or the paper. You see, you see the air on the design, on that design. You see, on that drawing or the design. You see, like that, or have it like this. So you see, you see the air on that design. You see. Or on that design. You see A in the sense on that design, on the base. On that design is on the base. So that's what's wrong. That's false view. That's objective reputed. That's example of objective reputation. You see, what we have to realize empty. You see, absence of that is emptiness of air. So now here you see, now you see the real air on the design. You see. So now you analyze, where is it? You see, so like that you see. So here, you know, so. You visualize the other one. So maybe I try to make A. So. Oh, here. So. A. Oh, here. Yeah. Anyway. Oh, this is a bit longer. Maybe. Anyway, I'm joking. So anyway. So you see. same as this analysis. Same. This line is not air. Yeah? This line. This one. So this is not air.
This line is not A. You understand? This piece is not A. This piece is not A. So, you see, all together is not A. All together, the design, not A. That's the base. That's not A because that's the base. That's the base to be labeled A. You know, as I mentioned before. You see the base first, A, C, you see later. You see the A afterwards, you see. So they're two different. They're not one. They're two different phenomena. They exist differently. As I mentioned the other day, I and aggregates, you see. They don't exist separately, but they exist differently. So, so you see. So therefore, this design is the base to be labeled A, so it's not a, it's something not not A. You see? So where's the A? So where's A? There's no A there. There's no A here. There's no A here. There's no A there on this piece. So there's no A on this. You know? There's no A on this. So where this design, where this is drawn on blackboard or paper, on that paper there's A. Where is this design? Where is the blackboard or paper? Where is this design? Where is this design? There's A. But on this design there's no A. On the base there's no A. But on the paper, on the blackboard, there's A. What is that A? It's nothing. Except what is merely imputed by the mind. It's nothing. Except what is merely imputed by the mind. That exists. That exists. Say, A. So what is A? What is A? You see, is what is merely labeled by the mind. So what is merely imputed by the mind? Why it exists? Why it exists? Because there's the base. Exists. You see, this design is there. So better to think this way. Why? In the first, why? Why it exists? Because there's the base exists. See, what it is? Then after that question, what it is? That's all. Nothing. It's nothing except what is merely labeled by mind. And you see. Where is it? And then third question is where is it? See, wherever there's a base, not on the base, but wherever there's a base, there's A. See, that's one of that. The answer comes. You see, the three important questions. Three important questions. You see. So that helps. Three important questions that must clear. You see, so how the A, the phenomena A, you see, is never the A which we believe, and with the way it appears to us, never that one. It's not that one at all. You see, that's totally false. You see, if you look for, cannot find there. It looks like there, looks like you can find A. Looks like you can find A there on the design. But if you look for, cannot find. If you analyze, you cannot find. So the so you see, when we do not analyze, when we see, as we haven't realized the emptiness of the air, ultimate nature of the air, you see. And that's one thing. And as we do not, you see, recognize and practice mindfulness, that, you see, the appearance of A, you see, that there's a real A, undifferentiable with the design, with the base, you see, this design, undifferentiable, or appearing from above,
air appearing from its own side above this design. You see, on this design, there's air appearing from there. So, however, not first of all, not having realized in ultimate nature of the, you know, first of all, not having realized that this is empty there. You see, that this is, you know, really appearing from there. It's empty. It's empty there. It's totally empty there. You see, non-existent there. Not having realized that the air is empty of existing from inside, is not even realized this, and not practicing mindfulness, that this is a hallucination, the you see, air appearing from there, undifferentiable with the base, or from above the base, the design, that particular design. You see. So here, this is only point of view of the hallucinated mind. This is only this appearance is a point of view of the perception of the hallucinated mind. You know, perception of the hallucinated mind. It is according to view of the our hallucinated mind, not according to our wisdom, not according to your wisdom. Realize emptiness. This is this view according to your mind, that which is ignorance. See, not according to your wisdom, the other mind is wisdom. See, not according to that. According to that, this is totally non-existent. This air is totally non-existent, totally empty. You see, there. So appear like this as it is foundable on that base, on that design. You see, when we do not analyze. When we do not analyze. That. So here I'm saying that. So now you can get some idea. You see, when we see alphabet, you know, when we see A, you see, in our view, there's real air there on that design, you see. There's real air there appearing from there. So what I was trying to say before, for example, as I introduced those analyses, so when you look for that real air, which means appearing from there, you know, existing from its own sight, you see, when you analyze, you don't find there, you see. Air appearing from its own side, you see. See, it doesn't exist there when you look for. When you analyze, it's not there. So when we do not analyze, you see. It appears as it is there, you know, on that base. So that real A, you see, appearing to us, that is another example of object uh, of to be reputed. What's it called in Tibetan? Gacha, object to be reputed. For example, to be able to realize emptiness of the I, see, through this analysis, one or many, so the so put this way, by reasoning, by using the logical reason of either one or either it is one or either it exists one or it exists separately. Logical reason, which proves, for example, see, yeah, logical reason which proves that is not oneness. Neither oneness nor it exists separately. Mm. So, I think maybe. at this point of reasoning, the neither is one or nor exists separately. So we have some rest. We have some rest in emptiness. So, what I was saying before, there is among the many reasoning, fold of reason. There are different logics, to maintain our emptiness. You see, one of the the basic common one that is that the maintain emptiness by reasoning. You see, then nothing exists. Either oneness or in the Tibetan density, choose oneness. It sounds many, but it's not. If you just think only the word of translating, then it looks like many, then it will create confusion. You see, that's not what you start first. Whether one or many comes later. That analysis comes later. You see, what it exists. The reasoning that it doesn't exist. Either oneness or separately. So it sounds many, but it's not. There's a reasoning, one or many, but there comes the second part. That actual one comes second part. So sometimes, if you only think of the word, Tibetan word, Tuma means many, Tuma means usually many, but if you translate just without thinking of the meaning, without thinking of the reason, the meaning, the way of reasoning, you see, without thinking that, then it will be wrong translation. But the second part, that is then correct. So, see, so for example, any for example, anything that which exists, it has to be either oneness or is it separately. So for example, for example, this mark is you see, it exists not oneness with the aggregates, with my body, with the aggregates, you see, but with aggregates, you see, with the affection body mind, the mark, the mark doesn't exist. Say, how to exist? So if anything exists, it has to exist either oneness with aggregates or separately. So the aggregates itself, to one. But so for example, the mark, of course, aggregates itself doesn't exist. You see, separately from that. So the mark exists not oneness with aggregates, but it exists separately, like that. So, so if the eye is inherently existent, you see. So what is saying here is, you see, the way the eye appears to you, something real one, see, in a sense, appearing from its own side, existing from its own side, not merely labeled by mind. If this is true, if such eye does exist and do exist, if this is true, then you see, it should be. It should exist either so like this, maybe I mentioned the outline, you see. The analysis, for vitality or for important points. There's another word, vitality. Isn't another word similar meaning? So, four is a very important point. Analysis of the four. Anyway, analysis of the four. I think so. Important point. So, first one is the important point of recognizing the object of reputation, object. To be reputed. Important point, recognizing the object, object of reputation or reputed what? Reputed. Object which is reputed. So, object of reputation, same. Object which is to be reputed. So, object of reputation, same meaning. Object or reputation, object to be reputed, object which is to be reputed. Same. In Tibetan Gakcha, object which is to be reputed. So object reputed, same. An important point, recognizing the object to be reputed, Gakcha Ngeben.